SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Adelaide to be the first stop for the Chinese Premier on his groundbreaking Australian visit. Ukraine labels a peace offering from Russia as absurd. And in cricket, Scotland to host Australia in September for a three-part T20 series. With the latest SBS News, I'm Kira Hain. The Chinese Premier is preparing to cross the ditch from New Zealand to Australia after the first visit at Premier level for 7 years. Beijing's second-in-command, Li Qiang, will visit Australia from this afternoon to Tuesday. Mr. Li will start his visit in Adelaide, where he's expected to announce an extension of the loan of two pandas at the city zoo, which was due to expire at the year's end. Later, the Premier will then travel to Canberra for talks with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on Monday, before finishing his visit in Perth on Tuesday. Ukraine has rejected an offer of peace made by Russia, which is contingent on Kyiv giving up four contested territories. The offer has come on the eve of a peace summit to be hosted by Switzerland, and reflects Moscow's apparent confidence it has the upper hand in the war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has described the offer as absurd, saying the demand for it to drop its NATO ambitions and hand over the entirety of four provinces claimed by Moscow would be surrendering. He's told Italy's Sky TG24 news channel Russian President Vladimir Putin is not to be trusted.
He won't stop and there won't be any frozen conflict. These messages are the same as those of Hitler, who said, less than 100 years ago, who said, give me a part of Czechoslovakia, and that will put an end to everything. No, these are historical lies. After that he went after Poland. Give me a part of Poland. After that he began an occupation of the entire Europe.
The United States has confirmed it will provide more than $477 million in additional humanitarian assistance to support the people of Sudan, who are believed to be facing the largest humanitarian crisis in the world. Some 8 million people have fled their homes, and an estimated 25 million, half of Sudan's population, need aid as the war between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces drags on. But U.S. Agency for International Development Administrator Samantha Power has accused the warring parties of blocking existing aid supplies. She's called on them to support a surge of humanitarian assistance to prevent the deaths of millions of people. Fired up farmers have told a parliamentary inquiry some Western Australian towns will not survive if the live sheep export trade is banned by 2028 as planned. WA Farmers spokesperson John Hassell has told the inquiry during a hearing in regional WA, people will leave, schools will close, and police stations will disappear under the proposed ban. The inquiry has also been told there was a long history of animal welfare breaches among exporters. But vet Dr. Holly Ludman, who's been involved in the live export industry for 20 years, has also had her say, telling the inquiry she's seen firsthand the positive changes being made in the industry.
I've sailed on a ship to the Middle East in my last voyage in 2021, which is more recent than some of the other evidence you have heard today. And you've heard previously to this. And I've been fortunate to work in our importing markets and see regulation in practice in those markets too, which has been both an important improvement in animal welfare and a net global improvement in animal welfare.
Government policies and practices have failed Indigenous children and caused widening disparity between students, Victoria's truth-telling inquiry has heard. In a testimony to a hearing of Victoria's Yuruk Justice Commission, Education Minister Ben Carroll has said schools have played a significant role since colonisation in reinforcing racist perceptions and stereotypes about First Peoples and perpetuating false narratives about colonial history. He's told the commission racist ideas continue to permeate schools across the state, and that has led to lower expectations of the educational aspirations and capabilities of First Nations children.
While progress has been made in some measures across early childhood, school and post-education, we are not progressing at the scale or speed that should and is required. While many First Peoples students are thriving, we do need to do much more to ensure that success experienced by some is success experienced by all. Engagement, retention and completion of school are so important to achieving positive outcomes in learning and in life.
And in cricket, Scotland has announced they will host Australia for the first time in over a decade later this year. A three-game T20 series will be played at the Grange in Edinburgh in September. The games come before Australia's white ball trip to England and effectively replaces a similar series that had been planned in Ireland, only to be cancelled by the hosts for financial reasons. I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.